We'll call the public hearing to order. Basically, with the city fee schedule.
Basically, with the fee schedule, as we've talked, if you look in your budget, it'll be in the back. Towards the back. Some things we talked about were hall rates. Look at maybe increasing hall rates. One thing it did add is a water capital improvement fee at $8 a month.
Now, did you have the, when we talked about the percentage increase for the water rates on here?
So what we'd be looking at is if we did just an $8 fee, it generated $20,160 a year. And by adding that fee, we probably have, you know, about $15,16 to the good versus our projected income and expenses.
Okay, compared to?
And that would be with no increased rates, but just adding that $8 monthly fee.
And did you have it figured if we went to percentage of this?
And I can figure that out too. Nice thing, this will real easily figure that out, whatever you want to look at for setting that fee, and then we can look at what we need to set the percentage at too.
Council's thoughts?
Now, are we just going to transfer in money into that account?
See, and that's up to council whether you want to or not. 12 is in the budget right now. So that'd be something we could, when we talk about the budget, we could take that 12 out. And if we do that $8 fee, that still leaves us, you know, about 8 to the good.
Yeah.
You know, 7, 8 to the good then. We're on the plus. So we're actually growing the fund a little bit then. Plus we're taking money, putting back into the general fund, which is basically about a 3% increase.
That would bring us to 7.
Right, so right there, there alone you could drop it to 7.
Okay. I kind of like that.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Because we have talked for the last number of years.
Yeah.
Trying to get the water fund, you know, fully dependent
right. On
user fees.
That's a 3% increase then.
Well, it depends what you want to do. Right now, what I have built in is the $8 capital improvement fee.
Oh. So that would kind of take care of not having the.
Because I can look at this too. Take the transfer out, and then we can look at it and see, you know, if you think 8 is too much, we can look at 7, 6, 5, and just take. But 5 seconds for each of them to tell you where we'll be at. So. Okay. Then, of course, we've already passed ordinance for council salaries. So that'll take effect next year. So I've made them changes in here. So mayor will be at 1,500, council will be at 1,000. And then other than that, I think the only other, you know, item for discussion, you know, that we talked was mileage, and I haven't seen the 2015 mileage rate out yet. I've checked this week and it isn't out yet. Usually it comes out right about this week.
Well, we can always just plug that in then.
Right.
It's not going to be nothing drastic.
More on POP, is that going to change price?
Yeah, and POP we probably should look at because right now we're paying 52 cents a pound. So we're charging 80, and then for clubs we're charging 55. So that would be something to consider too. We might want to up that a little bit there to get a little something off it.
Could go 90 and 65. At least cover our costs and make a little.
Yeah. So that's gone up over the years.
I think on all rental, if we bump it 50 across the board. Cover some of our costs, and what's council think? They're all pretty quiet. Hall rental, 50 increase.
$50. Hall rental fee.
Hall rental.
Okay. Increase 50. 50 is going to be in the discussion.
Sounds good to me. Second it.
Just discussing.
It's just discussion.
Just discussion.
Right? Sounds good to me.
That'll come at the end in the regular meeting.
Kind of distracted here right now, sorry.
So we at least have a figure when it gets to that part in the regular meeting that we can set it and make it the budget done.
Sounds fine to me.
So, basically, there's nothing else really at this point, unless there's something else that the council wishes for a change in the city fee schedule.
Just one note, one thing, probably, which we discussed at the budget meeting, stormwater rates, probably we're looking at 1.5% to maintain breaking even. Because like I said, one of our principal payments went up by about $4,000.
That would be the usage rate, right? You're talking about increasing.
Yeah. Any other ideas from the council? Otherwise, we can close it. Anything else from council pertaining to the city fee schedule? Otherwise, if not, I'd probably look for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn the public hearing meeting on the fee schedule. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Do you have to change the tape or not? Yeah. We'll go right into the... Okay, we'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Everybody would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. Where do we want to move from?
Just a report. Chip Hedges is here basically for Pheasants Forever. He's here to support them on their application for lawful gambling permit for January 17, 2015. I do have it on the consent agenda, but if there are any questions or concerns, it could be addressed to Chip at this time. Otherwise, we'll just keep it on the consent and approve it at the consent agenda.
And then that will go on to the agenda. Is there any items to be added?
Mayor and Council, just updated delinquency report. A memo on ACA guidance. Updated December claims list.
Any other items from the council? Otherwise, I look for a motion.
Move to approve the agenda and adopted items.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to the consent agenda. Everything is pretty much self-explanatory if you read your packet.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the fire department report. Chief Buckentine.
Good evening.
Evening.
Just Start holding. He's got a certificate of recognition for...
We sure do.
And the Jurek for her 13 years, 13 plus years.
13 and a half years?
I think it was.
13 and a half. That's what the plaque was.
Oh.
Linda, if you'd be so kind. We got the certificate of recognition from the Hamburg City Council. It says this certificate is awarded to Brenda Jurek in recognition of valuable contributions to the City of Hamburg for serving 13 and a half years as a volunteer firefighter for the City of Hamburg. So thank you very much. You did a lot with the, how should I say, the fire prevention and everything else. So appreciate it.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, Brenda.
Justin, while we have Brenda here, her salary, because she was secretary treasurer, prorate that at, is it 9 months? Would it be 9 months, Brenda?
It should have been, yeah, till
October.
Well, I was done September 8th, so it would have been, my official date was September 8th, so it would have been through October, August. So I don't know how you want to do it. It would have been full through August. My last meeting was in August. So it should probably be
8 months.
It would have been eight. Yeah.
That would have been, yeah, just the 8 months.
I think it came out, was it 650 total?
Yeah.
So it would have been 430-something.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
Okay. And I'll make sure we get that taken care of.
Okay. Thank you.
Just to give you guys an update, FEMA grant was in. We put in for 10 sets of gear. That was in beginning of December. Regional meeting, biggest reason I'm bringing that up for you is it's always the same night as council
yeah.
meeting night. And originally we were supposed to be the September one. I think that's what I brought up a few months back. But one department dropped out, so when they dropped out, everybody moved up. One meeting. So we will be hosting June 9th. And like I said, just I think in times past, I don't know what you guys did. We had it in this room, so I don't know if you moved
council
and moved dates.
Or did we go in there or did we change the date?
We could change the date or we can't go in there because it's
the
time of shift.
Well, we could go to the truck bay, but that's the only women's bathroom, so we're going to have to. I don't know if that'd be a distraction or not.
Probably it'd be easier to just change the date. We got plenty of time now to change it.
Yeah.
And we don't need an answer tonight. I
not
just want to give you guys.
Better forget it. So I have to make sure in May, you know, that we.
Yeah. And we're only doing one beginning of the month anyway, so it's not like we couldn't do it the
16th.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know, the week after or something.
Yeah.
Because it's
kind of middle
early,
of the month.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of tentatively.
I'll tentatively put it in the books, council meeting for the 16th then, and then 9th for the regional.
Okay, yeah, I just, well, that's perfect. Thank you. Gun raffle we had was Saturday night. There was no winners from Hamburg. I know I can't remember who they all were, but I know none of them were Hamburg.
Yeah,
so
it was really different.
It'd be a nice sales pitch for next year anyway. They're not all local.
Not for the ones in Hamburg.
Yeah.
He couldn't win.
He's got the winners are posted up at Parkside. And I think he's got one. He hung in the fire hall too here also. Toy drive, we had breakfast. Was Sunday morning. I think they said they took in $730-some, but I don't know what the expenses are going to be yet. So, but either way, it's
money.
I mean, even if it's half that, $300 we're able to make off of that at worst. And also a toy drive, it's going on right now until December 16th. Hamburg, NY, and Cologne Fire Department's putting it on in conjunction with the Southwest Carver Food Shelf. And get any gifts or any... Could go to City Hall, the bank, or Parkside, and the bank will take any monetary donations as well.
When are they giving them out?
18th, I believe. 16th, we got to have them in. We deliver them.
17th, she sets them up. I believe the 18th is when we hand them out.
Right. Will Coleman Pavilion?
Yeah, the pavilion, yep. You guys have nothing else for me?
Council, any questions?
Where's the drop-off for toys if we want to?
There's one here.
Parkside? Or here?
One here, the Jeremy's got a box. And then Parkside's got one, and the bank's got a big one. That's the big one is at the bank. And I don't know where they are. They're Norwood, Cologne's got them too. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The bank's all the banks got them.
Okay.
Council, anything else?
What happened with the rescue? Did someone look at that?
Greg was gonna. I don't
Greg,
know.
Greg, it wasn't the head gasket. It was a different gasket.
Oh.
So he said it will be a minor fix. He'll be able to fix that.
Oh.
So I called the guy with the AC on the Rescue 11 unit, and that'll be going in this year yet. So
cool.
Hopefully that scare
is
over. But yeah, he found us. He looked at it a little closer. It's down below in a different gasket. So.
Not as bad then, Greg?
No, it's on the. Hopefully, I don't end up having to replace the water pump on it, but on that engine, that's a 73. The water pump is on the bottom, and then you've got a steel pipe that comes off the lower hose goes onto, along with two bolts, and there's like an O ring on there. It's coming out of that O ring. You can't get that O ring set.
With the housing.
That's all part of the new water pump. So I don't know. I'm going to take it apart and see what's here. I might just be able to clean that over and help to put a little silicone on there and button it back up. Either that or I got to get a whole new water pump. I can't get that over the gasket set.
You know, I thought there was a water pump put on there not that long ago over at Miller's shop, wasn't there?
It doesn't look like it's that old.
No, I think there was one on.
Yeah. So like I said, I think I can maybe bring everything down. Take it down, clean that O-ring and everything up, and put some ATV, gasket sealer around there, and button it back up if that's where it's coming from.
Good. Hopefully that'll do the trick. Otherwise, if you need parts, if you do get a discount through the city or not, but always let me know.
Yeah, we get a discount through the city.
So. Okay.
If I have to replace the water pump, it's $180 for the part.
Yeah.
So that's a big chunk. You know, thermostat, everything's in that whole piece.
All right, I guess you two will keep. We'll move on, number 8 on our.
Ed Hattershide will be here, but he's going to be going to the township first, basically discuss what I kind of talked about a little bit last meeting, about the subdivision of that parcel that's in Young America Township. So he's looking to go to the township to get approval on that subdivision and get their opinion, then come to the council and kind of give the council an update at what he's looking to do.
Okay.
So when he does that, then we can take him.
Yeah. We'll move on then to number 9, wages, health insurance. Well, from what I've been gathering and reading, health insurance is that's where we're at. There's too many rules and regulations involved here. Did you read that last one?
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever. So we passed insurance anyhow, so that's kind of a done deal. Did we go with that 1 month with the COBRA to get it on the yearly thing?
We can do that.
What's the council's thoughts on that? For the fiscal year rather than that 1 month?
My only concern on that is if you do it for 1 month, if something was to happen on employees, how do you work the deductible for 1 month, you know, based on what the city agrees upon? You see what I'm saying? Because you just have 1 month. If we had a claim in December, and say that, let's just say city didn't pay nothing of the deductible, but they paid the premium. Well, me and Greg would be on the hook for $4,000 right there.
Well,
if we had a claim that big, then it would start over again on January with the renewal. So that's my only
Also, it would be
pick up that you,
a new startup time twice then.
Right. You know, so you kind of, you would re-up that then for the calendar year, which then your deductible would start over.
Well, why can't you
that
just,
year?
Since we're not going to really change insurance.
Well, I know. I wish it could be done
just
for 13 months instead of 12, but it's just that's how they do it for the year.
12 months, and then this time next year, do it again. I mean, why? You're right on the deductible.
Well, you don't want to say the city's paying $3,000 if something happens to us here.
No, that's what I mean.
Forking out $3,000, it's supposed to be for the year, not 1 month.
Right.
And then again, what are you going to give another $3,000 in for the next year? I mean, the city can't be doing that either.
So I mean, you can just keep on going here, right? With the same.
Well, there'll be no change.
No change. Just keep going.
Yeah.
With insurance, but like I said, just how the deductible
right
would work on that.
Oh, I
see what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying now. Okay. I might have been late. That's why. Okay, yeah. You're right. I see that now. Yeah. How do you change that?
Well, that's just it. That's
just how it works.
That's that gray area.
Yeah.
Do we take a chance or do we just go the way it has been and be done with it? I thought that it would work.
Great. You have an input on this?
Fine and dandy if
not
everybody's
happens
healthy. You know
yeah
what I mean?
Not so happens, yeah.
Well, you'd have to make it here for, what, 21 more days? Well, forget it. Sorry I brought it up.
I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah, that's very, yeah.
Healthcare deductibles aren't exactly, I mean, they're not like a car insurance deductible where they take it right off the top. I mean, a lot of the time, most of the time, your insurance company will pay the majority of what your bill is, less their adjustment for their contract rates with the actual provider itself, and that's most of the time what's left over as part of your deductible. You're not going to pay the first $4,000 of a bill if you have a
bill. If I break the leg and have a $6,000 bill, okay, and they figure out, you know, what I'm supposed to pay, it's going to be over $4,000. We have to pay up to the first $4,000.
Well, but not if you go to the hospital with a broken leg and your bill is $7,000, the insurance company's going to process it.
Right.
And they're going to adjust off, the hospital's going to adjust off what they won't pay, and there may be $600 left over that'll go to your deductible. You're not going to pay $4,000 of that $6,000 or $7,000. That's not the way, it's not like a car insurance deductible. Mm-hmm. Health insurance is a little different. That's the way it works.
I don't.
Yeah, because I know if I go to the doctor,
because they do, like I said, they don't make you responsible for the first $4,000 of the bill. They make you your deductible adds up over time.
Right, but I'm up to the first $4,000. How an HSA works, we're responsible for that. That first $4,000, then after that, then insurance kicks in and pays the coverage.
Really?
Yes. Because the HSA works.
Are you saying we're responsible? You're responsible for the city?
Well, we are.
That's
but yet then if the city pays, trust me, I know because I've been through it. We had a kid in the hospital and stayed overnight in Duluth. It was a $12,000 bill.
Yeah.
And lucky my deductible was almost used. But that's how it works. If I go break my leg and they say it's $7,000, but then the doctors and they argue back and forth and say, well, the bill's only $5,100, right? Because that's what I think you're talking about, where they'll make adjustments. It'll be $5,100 what's owed, and well, I got to pay $4,000 of that $5,100 because that's my deductible.
Well, see, the way that we do things, and maybe this plan is different.
Well, this is how this plan works.
Okay, we do a bronchoscopy. We bill for about $2,800 on the bronchoscopy. So, but we usually get about $300, $400 from the insurance company back, and they have us adjust off a certain amount, which is probably $1,800, and then they'll have $300 left over that they're going to have patient responsibility that gets applied to deductible that you're responsible for. I've never seen anything come back where they say the whole bill is going to be part of your deductible.
Well, not the whole, but they ain't going to reduce it in half now, are they? Well, let's not even say that. I get in a car accident, I'm in the hospital a week, the bill's $110,000.
Well, again, so that's kind of a different thing, too. Yeah. So
but I'm just saying, not, there is that possibility.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know, well...
Well, that's a different HSA because mine, if I go in, say my blood test is 120, I'm say then it'll come back that they didn't pay for 43.
Right.
43 will come out of my HSA. Not... 120.
Right. And they always, like I said, usually when I go to the doctor, it's 210, and then I end up paying, I don't know, 101 or something.
Yeah, that'll take out your HSA.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm just saying, if you have a major thing. And bottom line, it's a roll of the dice.
Right. Let's just, we'll leave it the way it is.
But even, I guess the other thing is, let's say not even that, it's $2,000. That's kind of a kick in the shorts for us employees, $2,000.
Well,
you know,
I guess you
start,
point,
and then
point
to start, and then to start it over. So it's basically, you know, the deductible. Yep. See what I'm saying? If we pay two, and then we got to pay. It's just, it can work both ways, where the city can pay more, or, you know, all depending what's agreed upon, who's paying what. You know, I'm just trying to.
I guess it isn't worth it to change it for a month.
Well, even if they bill you for $4,000, you have a $12,000 hospital bill. $4,000 of it they say is to your deductible because that's what your deal is. You don't have to come up with that $4,000 right away. The hospitals and the providers will normally work with you. I mean, you could pay $20 a month for the rest of your life if you wanted to. As long as you keep paying, they won't send it to collections.
But I'm just saying, now let's take you have that. Okay, let's say you have something happen, you got to go to the doctor, and you have big bills, and you know you got to go again in January. You're going to have another big bill. You know, with the deductible starting over again. So I'm just trying to explain the situation there. And I understand that if it's seven, you probably only pay three or what. I know they work it out or what, but I'm just saying if. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess as counsel followed me that.
I know what you're. Yeah.
You'd hate to, let's say if something major did happen, you're going to have that big deductible, and then you switch over in January and you're going to start anew to get to the calendar year. Well, that deductible starts over. Now, if you had something major happen, you're most likely to have a follow-up or doctor visit or something to extend into, you know, that next deductible period. It's kind of a kick in the shorts for a city and could be for, you know, employees. But, you know, if you could gamble and hope nothing happens and then get back on the calendar year.
So we're going to leave it the way it is?
Well,
I'd like to get it back too. I agree with Chris and probably the rest of the council, but it's just I never thought of this until after the meeting. This
get it back to the first of the year. You mean
that'd be nice.
It'd be nice, but it's
the only way you could do that is if something would happen, and the city would have to come up with their other deductible for the next 21 days. That would be the only way without having a hard feeling.
That's a gamble for the city to take too.
Yeah. But you can't hardly...
Knock on wood. I don't want nothing to happen.
You can't hardly put the gamble on the employees. So the city would have to take the gamble and say, okay, we're going to gamble in 21 days here till the first of the year. And that would be the only way to, you know whether...
Yeah. I guess we're not out to gamble here.
Well, no. But, I mean, that would... To me, I think that would be the only way.
I thought it would be just like a one-month extension.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
to get it us to January.
Then they started over.
That was my thought.
You would renew for January.
They do it in 12-month blocks.
They do it in 12 months.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it all depends on the way your contract is written, too. I mean, a lot of the times, if you don't have insurance, they'll actually, and it's not, if it's their fault, they'll continue your existing contract until it's renewed. But as Jeremy says, normally it's 12 months, you know, and that's, because that's the agreement that's in your plan, you know. If it's your fault, you say, well, we want to switch insurance companies, well, then they don't care. But if it's their fault, you know, they'll say, okay, we'll go with this for another month until we work something out with you.
Well, we had enough discussion, I guess. I'm not in the gambling mode for it, so. I never thought of that, so. Anything else on health insurance? Otherwise, we'll probably go to the wages part. Now for Greg and Sherry, did we have that? Is that set for?
Well, what we talked about was reviews. right? Doing them at 6 months and then the following November. But we kind of, when we agreed to that, we had said that it wouldn't, I think, right, we said you could still, you know, give cost of living increase. So that would be a discussion of, do you want to do like cost of living, because you've already kind of gave the performance increase.
Right, okay.
Otherwise, I mean, I don't know, maybe the other employees can speak up, but otherwise, like Greg, where he got his review 6 months ago, he's got to go 18 months without a raise. I guess that's up to council then to decide if that's what they want to do.
I guess that isn't really fair.
You know, because if you forego anything for next year, you know, he's not going to get a raise till next November, you know, whether it's performance or cost of living, till next November then for the year 2016.
Council?
And Greg's the only one that affects, because Sherry doesn't get any type of, she gets raised, I suppose, next year too, right?
It'd be the same. I mean, if you do cost of living, you'd want to do that across the board.
Yeah, that should be equally the same with all three then.
Now, if you want to base, you know, give a raise based on performance, then that would be above and beyond cost of living.
You got your last increase from, what is that, November?
October?
October.
Beginning of October.
Council?
I thought we discussed that we said that we could give evaluation every 6 months, and then if we wanted to give a merit raise in there, we could.
Performance.
Talking about grade?
Yeah. But this is if cost of living.
Right. Okay.
Yes. That's still that.
Okay. That's good.
In the past, how have we done that? Even if everything was in November, like we've been doing it, have we just been lumping both of them into one percentage? Or have we been calling it up?
We've just been doing cost of living for
all three.
Quite a few number of years. We haven't given no performance or raises over the last quite a while, to be honest.
Well, they get a raise after their 6 months, right?
Yeah, but see, now the thing is, you got to remember, you had Dennis here was 20 years. She was 6, 7 years, you know what I mean? So you probably had about, you know, I don't know, I have to go back and look, but I know it's been over 6, 7 years, I bet, since I've had anything other than just cost of living.
Well, cost of living compared to their performance, was performance, did we say it was a year?
The evaluation?
Yeah.
Where the evaluation goes 6 months and then the
following. That's for
following
performance.
November, for performance.
Yeah.
Correct. So now they wouldn't give performance till next November.
Yeah. So basically we're talking cost of living now. So for Greg and Jeremy, our HSA contribution is, was it 35 or 3?
3.
3?
3 of 4.
Pardon?
3 of the 4. Yeah, right. The deductible is 4, the city's 3.
Council, we've got to get this handled tonight.
The cost of living is what?
1.17, I heard. I don't know, what did you come up with any?
I didn't.
That's what was in the paper.
Okay.
Well, that's what I read.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds about right, though. Social Security, you know, they didn't go up that much.
I think that's what they went up.
Gas is down now, so maybe.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to the deductible for the plan, I know we've been slowly stepping it back every year, and I don't know what the ultimate goal is. I don't know if our ultimate goal is to get to the zero or to get to 2,000 or what our ultimate goal was. And I couldn't find that looking back. But so if we're at 3,000 today, and we're continuing to step that back, it was talked 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever it would have been to start that process, then we would go to 2,500.
True. I know last year we did the 500 decrease, but then we gave I don't know, what is it, 2%? 3%? 2%? 3%? You know, because that kind of washed, you know, that way. But I guess this year we've got a pretty healthy, how would you say, insurance increase. So, I guess, where's the balance so we can make this work?
Now, Jerry, correct me if I'm reading this right. If we go to $2,500 deductible, how does that impact the pricing for the health insurance?
Oh, that's, is that in here?
It wouldn't impact the health insurance premiums, are you talking?
Yeah.
No.
It wouldn't.
No impact.
No. The only thing that would change is our percentage.
Yeah, basically, let's say if you went to 25, right? So basically, instead of about 28%, then it'd be about 24% increase to the city budget.
What's that 68, 64, 56, those numbers there?
Where are you looking for? Is that?
Oh, that just shows the increase in that left column there. That shows the increase to the city from the previous year. What you set the deductible, that shows the dollar amount.
Here we go.
Increase to the city budget. So, like, let's say we set it at 2,500, right?
Right.
So, last year, the city's contribution, what city paid for insurance, was 28,315.
Okay.
Then, so then, you know what I mean? That'd be.
That's the increase to the city.
Yeah. That's premiums and reduction.
Everything. Overall. Okay. Overall. Gotcha. That, right. I just like to see that so the city can see a number versus a percentage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, at the 25.
Kind of your overall impact to the budget.
Okay. At the 2,500 deductible, that'd be like a 24% increase to the city. So, just for now, you look for Jeremy. That's what, almost $340 a month more we're paying. Am I right?
What now?
Your coverage.
Oh, yes. Like you look at my, like the monthly premiums,
yeah.
I went up 33.49%.
So that's roughly the premium. About $340.
Yeah, and then
like Greg's is
darn near 38%.
300. So, I mean, that's kind of a benefit.
Well, it ends up being a rather large benefit.
Yeah.
When you take it in perspective to wages.
Right.
Too, so.
I think my opinion is that, you know, Jeremy, the kid that you've got, you know, that health care is really important to you.
It's important to everybody.
I mean, especially with kids. But and Greg, I'm sure that's important to you and Robin.
Well,
and
yeah.
I got a kid
out
there too, yes.
So, yeah. Okay.
What is, say, what's a 2% increase in your salary?
$2,000 a year.
Pardon?
$2,000 a year, is that when everybody's supposed to work? And then what is that?
$2,000 something.
$2,080, yeah, that's what they
pay. Okay, yeah, leap year and a half, but 2080s,
yeah.
Typically what you use. Like for me, it's like 2% is 1160.
Oh, 1160 for the year. Okay. Figure it out. If we just throw in a number, 2% of his salary is $1,160. Insurance is $340. That's $1,500
a year.
Just for next year.
Okay.
So even if we take $500 less on the deductible, that's still a $1,000 gain. Am I on the right track? Mm-hmm. Am I talking
pretty close?
But you're making both sense what I'm talking?
Yeah.
So the insurance, so 560, so say $1,200 a month. With the insurance at $340 a month,
you're still $200.
Huh? Yeah, without a 2%. Yeah.
So you're talking about 2% cost of living?
Well,
because that $500 is only, that's a one-time deal. That's not a monthly deal.
Right. But
that's over the whole year.
Yeah. But I'm saying with the insurance at $340, $100 a month, monthly, at a 2%, you got very close to $440, $450.
A month.
Correct. Increase. Over 8 times 12.
If you're looking at about $2,000, like if you take mine, about $2,000 benefit, you know, what you're talking, 2%, $500 less deductible, still about a $2,000 benefit to me.
Yeah.
I think that's the bottom line we're trying to get at.
Catch my thoughts?
Mm-hmm. So basically, Jeremy, what's the percentage of increase of proposed next year versus this past year for insurance for you?
For coming up in 2015 versus 14?
Right.
33.
Well, if you look on that sheet, it'll tell you
33.49%.
Yeah. On the right column there, that'll tell you if you look at the monthly, you can see what the premium went up.
Okay.
From 1031 to 1377.
And so Greg's went up 37% then?
Yeah. I try to break it down as well as I can.
I mean, even if we, like I said, if we go back to down $500 in the deductible, that's still, and I'm assuming that 24% that's averaging the two of you together, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just gives you the overall dollar amount. The monthly amount is higher. You know, but when you take everything into consideration.
And that's, I mean, it's just with that alone, I mean.
I think the insurance pump is very healthy already.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely more than covers what any type of general cost of living raise has been out there. And I know the city of Norwood, they're in the process of climbing their employees' amounts that they contribute to their insurance. Right now it's at 12%, and I think they're going to cap it at 14. So of this 30 or 24% increase, if they have a similar one, just use similar numbers, of 12% of that 24%, the employees are going to absorb themselves.
That's half.
Well, it'd be 12% of 24%.
Yeah.
So. I guess when it comes to the insurance side of things. I mean, we've been stepping it back. I don't see why we would want to stop doing that, just from mainly from a budget standpoint, especially with the stark increase. In,
so that's $500 a year, so that's, you know, what, $40-some dollars a month.
And if we don't do any cost of living adjustment, I mean, they're both going to average a little...
About $300.
Well, no, they'll average more than that. I mean, you know, Jeremy's going to see an increase in benefit of pretty close to $1,300, while Greg will see not quite $1,100, but pretty close to it on a monthly basis.
Council thoughts? Greg? Thoughts? Say this way. Just the increase in the insurance, the way it's presented here, less to go into $2,500. You know, you would be increasing basically your $340 a month more what the city is paying in premium, which is money. Out of your pocket, if you use all your HSA or whatever, or if you have any medical, the worst it would be is an extra $40-some dollars a month. So over the year.
But overall, we're looking at, like, if you took, let's take Greg, you're looking at about a $268 monthly benefit. You know, when you factor in what the increase is, and then take out, say, you would deduct, went to down to deductible 500, so it's a benefit of $268 a month.
Okay.
And that's not considering any
benefit wages.
Yeah, any
tax free.
Tax free. And, you know, if I say that Mr. Roth, you know, it's hard to project what insurance is going to be, you know, if he thinks that this is going to level out more next year with, you know, the maybe a single digit.
He thinks 3 to 4, but...
No, but, you know...
I'm not putting that in stone.
You know, that would be then a time where we can go the... What should I say? The cost of living then.
Yeah.
Because then the other one is more manageable. You know, to keep up with the...
Or look at the, you know, employees picking up the increase or what, like Chris talked about.
Yeah. So... Now, if we go, say, no cost of living for Greg and Jeremy because of the insurance factor, can we just give Sherry a cost of living? Or does it have to?
Do that. You'd have to.
It might have to be across the board.
That's my question.
If you do cost of living, I think it has to be across the board, otherwise, you have to base it on performance.
Yeah. Otherwise, her next performance evaluation would probably be April?
November.
Oh, that's based on a year, but we could do it at 6 months, can't we?
No, the first one's 6 months, and that's a year.
And then it's a year?
Yeah.
Well, the thing, too, is...
But you could change the... amend the handbook to have your evaluations on your anniversary date.
We could address that at next year. But I think... Correct me if I'm wrong, numbers-wise. We went from 12 to 14.25? Or would we go? Would we
11 to 12.25 this year?
11 to 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went a little over 11%.
Yeah, Greg was 19 to 21. Yeah, Greg's review was.
So that, you know, if you want to extrapolate out like we're doing with this conversation, we've kind of built in a living. If you want to look at it that way,
yeah,
an 11% increase.
And it's really only 13 months.
Right.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Right.
Well, Council, let's...
Well, unless Odoms, Councilman Odoms or Councilman Grigonis have any different thoughts on that, I guess, due to the big increase we're going to see in health insurance, I would move that we move to the 25 deductible and not and forego any cost of living adjustments.
Sure.
Because of that.
Motion made and seconded to go with the $2,500 deductible.
City pay $2,500 of the $4,000
yes.
deductible.
Yes.
$2,500 city contribution.
The city will be paying employees monthly premiums.
Monthly premiums, yep.
Okay.
With zero cost of living. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. It's insurance deal is a bad deal from the goal.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of banter on listeners about it. I really think
who's going to be happy?
Cities, businesses need to write your Congress people and let them know this is a bad, bad deal. This ACA. Nothing good I can find in it. Nothing good other than people that had super high premiums that now get lumped in and are getting better rates. So it's the people that weren't healthy or don't have a job are the ones that benefit from it.
Okay, I guess we're done with number 9. We'll go back to number 8, Mr. Hattershead.
We can do that.
Take care of you. If you'd like to have a seat, please.
Okay.
Good evening.
How are you guys doing?
Not bad. You?
Not too bad.
Township didn't beat you up or anything?
They didn't tell me to go pound sand.
Okay.
So, but they are a gregarious bunch over there, so you probably heard them laughing. So anyway, I'm at Hattershead, and I live at 870 Park.
Yep.
And I'm sure you've heard a little bit about what's going on. I'm asking that I have my two deeds for my property, that my township portion gets split up, and part of that gets annexed by the city of Hamburg. The remainder would stay in the township. That's the tillage portion that Jerome is renting from me now. It's not something I really want to be doing right now, but it is of necessity, I think. So I do have a survey. I have a legal description of all the different ways. I don't know what else to tell you at this point.
So the other portion that's going to stay in agriculture.
Yeah.
Whose is that going to be?
Well, it's still going to stay. It's going to remain mine right now.
Okay.
But the intention is I'd like to sell that part off.
It's just going to be a jog den in there.
It's more of a square. It's all denoted here on the plans.
Here, you see this is the parcel. Oh, sorry, you guys can't see, but this in yellow there, that's the parcel that we're talking about.
Okay.
That's what's in the township. Basically, you're probably looking to come straight
out
of here. Yeah, so as you're looking, this is the parcel in the yellow here. We're basically looking to try, what he'll do is square that off. The egg land there, which you can tell by the aerial, that's egg land. This then want to annex into the city and combine it as a parcel in town. And this will be sold off to probably
the other
farming land.
Towards the road, from your lot towards the road, they didn't want to annex
that. No issues with. My only concern would be, Ed, is that we make sure, like when we do that, that the sale to Jerome Bergman would take place before a sale of your property.
It don't, well.
Because the problem we would have, let's
say
you split that, we annex that parcel in, combine it with your parcel in the city limits, right?
Right.
So we have that all done and completed. If you sell your property before selling that parcel that you're cutting in half, that'll get landlocked.
No, I can't do
that.
Yeah, I can't.
So
the county won't let me do that.
Right,
and
we won't either. So
no.
that would be the only, thing that we probably would have to worry about in this deal is that ducks were in a row there.
I could. I have a mortgage. There's another issue. So the sale of my property, and the sale to Jerome has to happen on the same day. It has to happen simultaneously. Okay. Of course, you know, so I'm forced to do that anyway.
Okay.
For me to actually sell that piece off and remain, I'd have to redo my mortgage. It would be a, so that's another avenue. The county really won't allow me to do that unless this parcel, the remainder, is annexed by the city. So they won't allow me to keep the township as it is and sell off just the tillage because it's classified some legal, non-conforming land, is what they said. So and it, then it would be just non-conforming.
So how much would be remainder in ag?
About 3 acres.
3 acres?
Yeah. And then the city portion, they didn't, you know, the city portion would be about 2.5, a little under 2.5 acres. And that's an increase of probably 2 acres or so, maybe a little less. I don't have that actual number, but I do have copies of plans or a set of plans here, and I do have the language for this.
With the other neighbors.
What you probably do is come off this line, right?
I wonder if the county is going to want the other land east of there, or west of there, farther from his, annexed in at the same time to straighten the line out.
That ain't his responsibility.
I mean, did that get brought up?
Would relate to this.
So it's Farley's property, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And they didn't say anything.
Okay. Okay.
When I talked to the county, they were fine with the way this is set up, so they're okay with it.
They had no issues of splitting that lot.
Okay. As long as the city of Hamilton takes this parcel. So otherwise, I can't do it. I can't separate the two.
Okay. So we have to take the whole.
Well, you have to just take this remainder.
Yes,
the tree.
Yeah, once you split it.
Yep.
Once you split it, and the township has no issues with the subdivision of that parcel, right? County doesn't either, as long as we take the half that butts up to your property.
That's
the city, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And I don't see why.
So whoever's going to buy the ag land, he'd just have a section in what he's renting otherwise? Or?
Well, Jerome owns the property adjacent. That's the only person I could sell that tillage to, at that ag land, is him. And they would just swallow that into that parcel number it has. It would just become part of it.
Sure, I understand.
Otherwise, they have the landlock thing, and nobody wants that. And
is there a fee that the city has to pay the township?
There may be the possibility of a fee per acre, whatever they have, a fee per acre.
They never said anything.
They didn't say anything.
That's something we'd have to confer with them.
When is this supposed to take place?
I'm following this process. Jeremy was saying that it took a long time to get through the municipal board, right? And
because the last time we did an annexation was for the pond.
Yeah.
If you recall, we did that like in February when we did the joint resolution with the city and the township. I got approval early August from the municipal state board. So I'm not saying it would take that long, but I just like to give people a heads up that it could be anywhere from 60 days.
It possibly could have been because of the pond issue. You were doing the ponds and there was more to it.
There were probably some other issues involved with this.
Well, that was just a matter of everything was ironed out. That was just a matter of them reviewing the resolution and the parcel and everything and approving the. You know, we didn't even do no split. Well, we already had all the split and all that done.
Right.
And the sale and.
Well, they were very encouraging, so I don't know if that means anything, but. The only other thing I wanted to say, and I talked to you, Jeremy, about is if this happens and the city annexes this portion, I would like to be able to have animals, some sort of animals still on the property except for dogs and cats, if they want, you know, the hobby farm animals, recreational animals like a horse, or still be able to do that kind of thing. Is that something that could be allowed?
And that's something like we maybe have to look at, maybe amending ordinance if council is open to it. I don't know if they've done it for horses, but like I said, I know Norwood did it for chickens. So, I mean, we could look into that factor if the county, the animal ordinance with maybe if we did amend it, we'd probably want to put certain provisions on it too.
Something to.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, it's only a couple of acres, but it, you know, I wouldn't be, the wording would be fine as long as it, I could tell somebody, a buyer, hey, you can still have some animals on it.
And like
a farm, it's really not a farmstead anyway. It's no. it's a residence. It's, I don't think it ever was a farm in the first place.
Well, I don't, I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Well, it's got a barn, but I think it was, you know, wasn't used for anything.
That's just something I have to look into to see if any other cities have done that.
I've come across that, and I run it by Dean,
and then I can put something on listserv to see if anybody's.
It might be something that you have to have so much for a horse. You know.
You do. There is like an acreage.
So much.
Yeah, acreage. You probably want one horse per acre or something. You know, you probably want to limit it to.
Yeah, and if we could do that, that would be. I would really like to see that happen with this, if I could. Of course, with limitations.
Yeah, you could have 10 head of cows out there, but, you know, maybe.
How many other similar properties like this do we have currently in the United States?
Well, you got Comiskey's. You have Rita Petrus.
Yeah. You have Justin.
Byerly's.
Byerly's.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
but all those
Bronces, Bruce.
There's more down that line, I think.
Right? Bob, no Bob.
But do any of them?
Yeah, there. Yeah.
Property in city limits.
No, not where we're like Betchers that split parcels, right. Township. They have the animals. Same with Comiskey. Split parcel, animals are in the township.
Anybody who has animals that's in
the township. They're in the township. Right? Yes, we don't have nothing existing right now that.
This would be the only one like it.
Well, that's something we'd have to do a little bit of checking and see once what's.
Yeah.
I'd have to imagine somewhere, excuse me, down the line, a city's had to deal with this situation. So.
Yes. Well, what's the ordinance now for the city? I mean, I don't even know. I live in a city.
Domestic animals. I
think. Yeah, the dogs
can't have chickens or anything
and
like that, or
no farm animals.
Really?
Yeah.
They can in Minneapolis, though. What's right?
Well, like I said, even Nord amended theirs to.
Yeah. But that's kind of a sticky situation in Norwood, too.
And you're supposed
to have
Norwood. A number of cats and dogs.
Yeah,
otherwise,
exactly.
Otherwise, it goes to a kennel.
Yeah.
License.
Yeah, otherwise, you need a kennel license if it's over three. And yeah, there's. So, like I said, if we did it, we'd have to define it by, you know, one horse per acre or something, or, you know, and then have certain stipulations.
Yeah.
So that we have control over it.
And even if it was like a not-for-profit, you know, you can't. You know, run a farm and, you know, have cattle.
Right.
It's not really.
We just make an exception for horses. We probably don't want. You know.
Right. Well, I guess that's something we have to check.
A feedlot also to pop up back there.
Right.
You know, with pigs or something. You know, we definitely don't want that. So.
No.
No, I have nothing against it with getting the annexation going.
So this is something that you're asking to become part of the city.
This
property.
Portion, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's good enough for me. I would support that.
Okay.
Hey, what is the neighbors don't have any? Have you talked to neighbors about or anything?
I have not.
No.
No.
They wouldn't have an issue, I don't think.
I don't know. I can't imagine what
was there before. So.
Yeah, I don't even know that they would even realize that. What, you know, wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, and I think when they do that subdivision for approval, I don't know. You have to maybe check with township if. When they do that, if they have to do hold a public hearing or a meeting on that and send out letters, I don't know.
It's
typically when you
change the surroundings.
Yeah, and it's a 250-foot radius.
Yeah, it would be a.
So that would be.
So are you saying I?
I'd have to check on. I would have to check. Well, I just see with the township if there's anything in with the county, and I can do that too. Just run a quick question by her. Planner, because like if you want a variance or a change to the ordinance or something, you know, we have to hold a public hearing,
right?
Basically change that ordinance, or say you were asking for a variance, we have to hold a public hearing on that also to give the neighbors within a certain radius an opportunity to comment on it. So on a subdivision, I don't know if you have to do them. I'll make note of and check.
Do that. She did mention that about it being a variance in a certain situation, but this is not.
Yeah, so then.
going to need a variance according to the county. Okay.
So then maybe with a subdivision split like that, we probably don't have to go through anything.
Yeah. Minor subdivision. If I tried to do the other way and keep the township and just sell off a portion, then they would say it would be a variance and they wouldn't allow it. They're not going to. So.
Even that's though if there's a meeting call, there is a charge on that too, right?
Unless it's held during a regular before
regular meeting. Okay. Okay.
And I'm not pushing to have, you know, meetings for, you know.
To read up.
No, I mean, I have a buyer who wants to buy the place right away, but this process isn't going to, I can't speed it up fast enough.
And they understand that, evidently.
Yeah.
You know.
What's that?
I say, whoever is interested in it, they're aware that this doesn't happen overnight.
No, I know.
Hope to. Both sides of the ends here of the brokers, so.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten it from both ends and tried to explain to both of them that it can be a timely process.
I'll clear that up. But the buyer's agent has been, you know, pushing hard. And I understand, and I'd like to sell the property too. It helped me. I've got parents that are living far away and that are failing, and I've got some issues in my life that are asking me to leave, and I don't want to. But so that's it.
So how do we go from there? Just
So the next step is for him is to get this subdivision going through from the county
or
the
split.
And the township.
Yeah.
So that's
for me. That's why I'm here. I don't know the next step.
Have you talked to the township yet, or?
Well, I was in. Yeah, he was in there. They voted it through.
They're the ones that'll have to
start the
because
proceedings.
That subdivision needs to take place first before, you know, we can take in that parcel.
Okay.
So I guess I don't know. Did they give you any steps?
Nope. They said to come here, and I told them that
I mean, it's not our property, so I don't know how
we can't act on property that is not
ours. That isn't in the city.
No, I understand.
We have no jurisdiction over it.
No, I got
That's
you.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
But we can support your...
We support the minor subdivision.
So our taxes are still in session.
Yeah,
I'll go back
but they have to start
what you need to do the minor subdivision.
Okay.
What you need to do
for
the minor subdivision. And just you can let them know we're acceptable to it.
Okay.
And what we'd be looking to do once the minor subdivision's done, and we have that paperwork,
then
we'll draft up the joint.
So they're gonna. It's gonna start there. They're gonna do the minor subdivision. Now I'm gonna.
They're the ones there.
Because it's in there.
And, it'll probably
you.
Be the county.
Okay.
You can check with them, but it'll probably be a county because the county's probably their planning authority.
Yeah. And my head's spinning a little bit. God, I'm not allowed. I talked to the county for about three hours.
Any questions?
Only 3 hours? That's pretty slow. That's pretty fast for bureaucratic red tape, my friend.
Yeah.
So any questions, Ed, give me a call, and
I will, and
I'll try to guide you to.
Is this something that I need? Do I have to wait till the next meeting to get this information to you? So a month from now, or
because that's got to go through the ropes for approval there.
So who knows how long it'll take?
It may take you more than a month to cut through their bureaucracy. So,
I hope not. Okay.
But let me know. Otherwise, I'm thinking I talked to them, but then the county's probably going to be the ones that'll help you with this.
Okay.
Because they're probably their planning authority. But just check with them.
All right. I'll keep you informed. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can't back on something that isn't in our.
Yeah, we have no jurisdiction over it. So.
Yeah, until it becomes part of the town, it's their jurisdiction, right?
All right.
Unfortunately, we're wrecked.
We'll move on. City fee schedule.
All right, so back to the fee schedule. Like I said, topics of discussion. Hall rates, water, sewer, storm rates, what else have we discussed? Is that pretty much covered?
POC.
Thank you. Yes. POC. Way towards the back. Second last page in the budget.
All right.
Sorry, I read the budget.
Making it difficult. There we go. So, I guess let's see if we're all in, how should I say, agreement. Community hall rates, $50 bump across the line on them to increase. Would that include damage deposit or leave that at $350?
It seems, oh gosh, I didn't want to say it, but never really had.
I know.
Don't say it.
I won't say it.
We know what you're saying. What you're thinking.
I guess if the people know on a damage deposit, if nothing happens, that they're going to get it back.
Yeah. Right. So it's not really, it's,
you know. So if it was $400.
I don't think $50 is going to make a difference.
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, just,
I think you just increase anything that has to do with the hall rental.
$50. $50.
And the pop, I'd probably go with the 90 and 65.
Sounds fair.
That sound?
Yeah, because currently, our cost is, like I said, about 51, 52 cents. So 90, 65?
I think that would
sound good.
Not $90.
No, 90 cents.
Down payment, you want to keep it 100 or you want to do that 152 or?
Down payment, I guess.
I would say anything that has to do with the hall, just go up.
$50, everything.
Make it easy.
I guess that's true.
I don't think if anybody's serious about it.
And then businesses will still keep it at the concept of half, correct?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Just verify.
Okay.
I guess the question that comes down next to is what we're going to do with that capital improvement fee.
Right.
So if you have it at 8,
yeah, let me pull it really quick.
That was
utility rates. So if we do no increase on water, okay, I could print about 18 different things out, but we'll just zip through it quick. But we go 0%. We say our improvement fee is $8, right? Which that gives us $20,160 a year, which is kind of, that's kind of guaranteed money as long as everybody pays their bill. So, you got
right.
So you got that, which is, 8 times 12 times 210, connections. So, and then if we were to take out, right, say the 12. Transfer of 12. Say if we take that out, That puts us at $140,000, roughly in revenue, give or take a few thousand, because you just don't know where water usage is. Yep. So you always got to have a 3 to 5 variance margin there. And we have projected expenses of $136,600. So that gives us, that's about $4,000 cush. But yet it's better in other years because we are transferring 12. So really it's kind of, we're up about 16 on the year then. Yeah, well, not in the water fund, but
we're starting to get it sustainable.
Yeah, right, where it's maintaining itself. Where hopefully we're actually, putting a few thousand away.
For a new water tower.
Whatever.
Well, we're kind of saying capital improvement right now because ideally for water tower.
A little broad.
As long as nothing else happens in. Gosh forbid, say the treatment plant, also we have a big crack in one of the holding tanks or something, or a major issue.
Do we have that list that would become a priority? Or a leak?
The plant is covered in the contents of the plant, yes. Yeah.
So the sanitary sewer, that fund is good where we're at?
Yeah, so like sewer, say we make no changes. We'll take in, 62,000. And then when we take in, you figure in some late fees and assessments, we're at, 71, and we got projected increases of 70, or expenses of 74. So So kind of to break even, you know, if you wanted to break even there, you know, about 5% increase for sewer if you wanted to break even. The one thing, the sewer fund is healthy. It is the one fund that is healthy that has about $300,000 in that fund. It did take a hit this year, though, to be honest.
Okay.
But yeah, it's still, you know, we're still looking at, you know, over $300,000 in the sewer fund. So it is healthy. So if we say we did no change, if we did no change, you know, we're down about $3,000. $4,000. That'd be a decrease in the fund. But it's still around that 320 to 340 range. So the sewer fund's healthy.
So you really don't see a drop of about 1% the balance from this year to next year. If nothing changes.
Yeah. Right. Barring no major catastrophes or.
And then the stormwater fund, that
1.5.
1.5 we're looking at for stormwater. That's kind of to stay steady.
So just to kind of recap this, okay, stormwater fee, 1.5.
Yeah, so stormwater we'd be looking at, it'd be 41 cent increase to residents, 65 cents to commercial base, if you went across the board.
Okay.
If you wanted, you can round up to make it an even 27.50 or 27.45 kind of.
Yeah. Well, if you make it okay, 27.50, that will cover, and 44. The 15-cent extra is, you know, make it even numbers. That work? Should work.
And then we do an $8 a month capital improvement fee and,
yep.
And no change to the current fee.
Water. Right.
And then keep sewer, yeah, you're comfortable with that. Like a 1% hit.
Well, I move that we approve ordinance number 148 as amended.
Second. Motion made and seconded to adopt City Ordinance number 148 as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstained.
Carried. Anything else on the city fee? Otherwise, we'll move on to our final tax levy and budget. Basically, you've got to plug in some different numbers and take some out.
Yeah, so we'll make some quick adjustments here.
But basically, you got to take the 3% off,
yeah.
And the 12,000. See where we're at. 6.5.
And then adjust.
Hmm?
To get the and then whatever adjustment for the HSA, right?
Yeah, the $1,000.
I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's
yeah, but yeah. $1,000.
Yeah. Yep. Be 1/4 of a.
We're doing that is any items of discussion on the wish list? Is anything yet to add or correct or change?
I think we kind of beat that to death too already, didn't we?
I would agree with that.
So right there, you know, you make them changes of 12 and then 1,000, and then what I have to figure out is probably about another What number did I have?
Well, you've got kind of all different categories with the insurance increase, right? Under the different...
Yeah, but overall it's $1,000.
Yeah, true.
You know, adjustment, yeah. So I know what that...
Yeah, okay. You just divided it.
And roughly, I think, so kind of wages are going to stay the same, right? Minus, what, overtimers, you know, yeah. Those type minor issues are usually...
That's, you know, notable.
So there you probably have about another... $4,400 too, you know, in savings.
So health insurance will go from that 27,182 that you have in there under expenditures down to 26,182, or will it go lower than that?
Where are you looking?
In the budget on page 2 for the totals under expenditures.
So that would just see, that just takes into account the general fund though. You know what I mean?
That's just one fund. See, the total
that takes
dollar
general,
figure,
then you got to figure water and sewer,
is
too.
Is it the parks, I think?
Yeah, well, general fund would include the parks. Oh. And so the general fund consists of, you know, for expenditures-wise.
No, I mean, right here.
Yeah, if you want to take it, I mean, what I'm trying to explain, that shows general fund there, Chris. On the right. Top, if you look on the bottom, then I don't have the sewer broken down. But what you're going to take $1,000 out of all the funds. So as you see, you're looking, let's see, insurance there you got, right? Health insurance. And we're saying the 27,182.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to figure out that total cost, you have to take that 27,182, go into the water fund, look at that line item and add it. Because this is only totals for the general fund expenditures.
You gotta take it for all funds.
You know, are you following me? So this is for.
This is general revenue?
Yep, and then water, like I said, here's then the water expenses, but then you gotta go to the water account. You know what I mean? Get down those expenses.
Oh, okay, so this 21 and 27.
So the 27,182 is what consists of the general fund, then you gotta go to water fund, and you'll see that's 4,500. And then you go to the sewer fund, and that's probably 4,500 too. Yeah.
But in the end, it's still.
But in the end, bottom line, it's $1,000.
Right.
You know, that'll be coming out.
Right.
So if we do, you know, so if I plug in, take that 12. I mean, let's just go to page 5 of 5 to the general fund budget. Or sorry, 4 of 5. You see there, we're kind of projecting, you know, net income of 37.75. You add the 12, add the 1,000, and then probably we're going to add another. See, what did I figure? You know, another 4,200 for wages. So right there, we're almost at $21,000 to the good. You know, so that in itself is a 5%, over 5% increase.
Mm-hmm. So the transfer out to go from 18.8 to down
to 68. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. You know, and then you figure wages. And one thing to keep in mind that you can't really look at, because I figured this out, is you can't just go off the estimate actuals for 14. Because one thing you got to remember, for 3 months, you didn't have Sherry on the payroll. Now, assuming Sherry works the whole year, which we hope she does, you know, you'll have an extra 3 months on payroll now compared to 14 and 15. So I've kind of accounting for that.
So before our changes, it was 37.75 we had extra. After our changes, it's
29.75. You know, to the good, net.
So if we only increase the levy,
another thing to factor in for you, if you don't mind, Chris, is just you know, looking at with streets too, what we want to do there. Because the other thing, what I'm looking at, just staying on that same page, as you can see, kind of projecting about a $19,000 to the good. That money can be taken, used for streets. Next year. Now, if you look at that street spreadsheet, go to that for street improvements. Basically, what we're looking at there, we have $147,686 in LGA monies for the 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we built in
30.
50, we got 50,000 built in for capital improvements in the budget. Okay. Plus, you have another 19,000. And then, another thing I want to clarify: the west parking lot. The amount that's on that spreadsheet is just to redo what's there.
What's there?
Justin looked at it and figured that was no more than 1,200 square yards, and it'd be about another 1,000 if we want to extend that. So he says you almost, you know, probably be looking at, you see, about 50 to 55,000 then, you know, if we wanted to extend it.
Well, it all kind of depends on the soil borings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. So, I mean, like I said, so then what we're looking at, like I said, the worst case scenario from engineer estimates, okay, is if you redid Jacob Street and the west parking lot, which are looked at the highest cost, our expenses are ranging anywhere from, you know, 117 to 190. So the math would be 190. So we would want to add at least that, maybe plus a contingency. So you can see the mass expense is 190, but right now, with the budget where it's at, we have 216 built in there. So that's a thing, too, you can look at. That's another maybe 16 grand you could take out of the budget if you're comfortable having about $200,000 set aside for that project next year. And I know Mr. Odoms has talked about, you know, we had about 32,000 to the good the year before. Right now we're carrying a balance of about 60% in our cash flow. Really, ideally, we want to be at 50.
So we're ahead.
So we're ahead. We're good. I mean, the city is financially sound. Other things to consider, there are monies in, you know, savings account that we put away for street improvements and those type things. So what I would suggest is look at taking about 16 out of the budget and still leaving that 16 out plus the 21. So it'd be about 37,000 out. And that still should cover all your expenses. And what we would do with the hall, we'd factor in that surplus we had from 2013, we'd use that. So if it, as long as the hall isn't more than $30,000,
yeah,
you know, we're still going to be at that, at the end of 15, at that 50% cash flow is where we want to be at.
So, Jeremy, let me see if I'm following you here.
Yep.
We don't do the transfer. We take a 3% out for payroll. Add that in. We're still 29,000 to the good, and that still give has a 216,000 allocated to streets.
Yes, yeah, so where we're at. So we're at. So we had the existing of 3775 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. We take the 12 out, right?
Yeah.
And then 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then 4,200 for about wages, mm-hmm, right? So we're at 2975. Yep.
And that's still putting it to 216.
That's still that's puts us at the 216.
And still 216 goes to the,
because now if I, let's say we take out, because we said, you know, so we're still at 37. So what would you have to increase?
Somehow it seems we're taking more than maybe we want to.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out.
I mean, like I said, I mean, it's not the city's is in good.
But if we make the changes that we talked about, not having the 12,000 go to the water fund, not doing the 3% increase, taking the 1,000 out for the deductible, and that we go from 377.5 to 29,075, and that still has 216 going to streets, right?
Yeah. So now if I,
then if we were to
take it out, we're at 36,000. Say we take that 16 out, right, and have it at 200. that we have kind of allocated for street improvements. That leaves us an extra amount of $36,975, which I would say that's what you reduce, you know, the tax levy.
So if this is...
That's almost 10%.
Yeah.
If 1% increase is equal to $39,5210, right? And we drop it by 15%, or 5% would be $19,760 and change.
I think we keep something like for putting more in capital improvement or something.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, well, if we increase it by 5%, if math is right here, it looks like we still have a net income of $10,000 plus we still have $216 going to streets, if my math is correct.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark there, yeah.
And I guess, I mean, since we haven't done anything for increasing the levy for 3 years,
five years,
5% increase over a 6 year period of time is pretty nice.
What you can look at is see how the year goes, because it's not like we're never going to use that money, and yet it can be applied towards the next budget for something, or you know, if you do have excess, or we can take that money and move it around. Or I mean, eventually, I don't know, 1 ton truck's how old? 15 years?
Yeah, 99.
You know, that's another thing too, where then when you need something, we have that money set aside. We don't have to increase taxes and to purchase equipment too. So that if there's money's extra, you always take that and put in capital improvements.
I mean, one of the things I'm not a person who really wants to increase levies year over year or anything like that. But I understand that infrastructure has to be taken care of. And without infrastructure, doesn't matter.
The other thing to take into consideration is by doing the five, what I'd probably be looking at then is what I would like to see. Because I'd like to see that parking lot expanded. I mean, I don't know what council's thoughts are. What it would be nice to expand that parking lot down there so you could have, you know, an extra row of parking. It would be nice. I mean, with the ball games, Summerfest, all the things that, you know, go on, just especially the ball games. You know, because there we're probably looking at another, you know, $20,000 to expand that parking lot, so...
Yeah, was there 5%?
Yeah. Right.
And then you wouldn't have to use the whole 5% because you have extra 16 in.
Yeah. I don't know. I still want to. I'd like to see if, you know, 5% would be fine.
It's a far cry what cities around us are doing. That's for certain.
How much money you got for the city hall for the basement?
30.
About 30 grand. 32,000.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Factor in 5% yet. And that would go to put in capital improvements. We don't have to earmark it for anything.
You're going to use
set
it.
Set our levy then at that.
Yeah, because if we did all those changes, 5% was our increase. If math is correct, that leaves net income of what? Roughly 10, right? 93 and change or something like that?
You know, you heard from a past mayor that says we didn't increase, you know, years ago and a bit the city.
Yeah.
And you had one resident who says, hey, you know, it's inevitable, you got to do it. I mean, we got to build up, you know.
And we're putting it back into infrastructure, so it's not like we're putting it...
It's going back into the city.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not putting it in buying a water park or something.
No.
You
know?
Alright, so we kind of want to factor in the keeping the 50s, so we're at the 260 for streets, right? We want to keep
The only changes would be is the
so 5%, figuring that in, you know, and everything, we're $1,200 to the good yet.
just allocate that to 1,200 or 12,000?
1,200.
I lost you there.
Yeah.
If we added 5% and we had thousands before, how could we go to 1,200?
Taking the 12,000 out, taking the transfer out, taking the $1,000 for the deductible,
and 4,400,
and the rest of the money for the wages, and we went from 37 to 29,000 change.
That 37 though included the 16,000. Sorry, that's why. When we figured the 30, we were at 20,975. Right, remember, without talking the streets. So if we reduce it by 5%, that's roughly about $20,000. So that's where we're at, the 1,214. Follow? Or we
okay, you had the 10% built on that figure.
Well, what we had is we had 37, we had 36 to 37, right? Is what we were figuring overall. But that was taking 16,000 out of the streets. But now we're saying keep that in, right? Keep it at the 216.
Well, yeah, but even with keeping, that's what I was trying to figure out, keeping the 16 in there, the 216 in there, I was under the impression that.
No, then it would be 20,975.
Oh, 20,000.
Yeah, 20,000, not 29, I think, maybe, yeah. We would have been at 29.75, roughly, right? But now we have to factor in that little.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense now.
Follow now?
Yep.
Okay.
Because then when we added streets, then we were at that 36, 37,000. Because I discussed taking 16,000 out of streets. But now we're saying keep that in. So with a 5% increase, that leaves us a net income of 1,214, which ain't, that can go in a, you know, heartbeat really too. Right. That can be eaten up somewhere else, or gosh, it don't snow, and you know, there's a bunch of things that.
Just remember too that road leaks on the hall. I got a call back from the guy about 4:30 of his mailing, and he just said that with weather and everything else, that you know he wouldn't be back till spring. But he was finishing up other jobs that he never did them before. He just said they charge $3 per square foot for coatings, $4 per square foot to take off the old foam and coatings and stuff. 4,500 square foot roof. He said, who knows, it might only be 100 square feet that need to be repaired.
You don't know.
See, and that's the great gamble. Like I said, we have $32,000 to play with for hall repairs. I don't know what the basement's going to cost and the roof. So basically, them are probably the two factors really that we don't have built into the budget. But there is $32,000 in reserves to use for them two items. So the great debate is, without having estimates, where you want to roll the dice on what you think them expenses are going to be versus the monies we have available.
But if you say we do have some other reserves, too.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to look at to discuss with council. There are other monies.
So if I'm hearing you, right, Jeremy, you would like us to have a little bit higher net income than $1,200.
To be honest, I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable with 5%. Just because of where we're sitting cash flow wise. We're above the recommended.
And I know our savings
cash flow.
Our savings funds are healthy. We've had a catastrophic.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
You said we had 60 reserve, and we're supposed to be about 40?
50.
Well, 35 to 50.
Yeah. So we got 60.
Any other discussion here? Otherwise,
I'll move that we set the levy at.
Here, I'll tell you the dollar amount. If you give me just a second, sorry. So we'll be increasing at 5% and setting the levy at $414,970. And that would be a 5% increase. from 2014.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded to set the levy at a 5% increase for 2015. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? Carried. Okay. Now, we got to adopt and approve the final tax levy?
The final budget with aforementioned changes.
Do you have the changes written down?
You have the changes written down. Yeah, and I'll note it.
I move that we approve the final 2015 final budget with the amended changes.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt and approve the 2015 tax levy with the mentioned changes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And then the last thing is approve the final budget.
So moved.
Second?
Actually, wait a minute.
We just approved the final budget.
We just did. We did them both. We did the levy and we did the budget. We're good.
There again.
That's really your wording I missed now. Wonderful. We'll disregard that. Anything else on that? Otherwise, we'll move on to number 12. Old city business. I think city assessment policy we have to get after here in spring.
Yeah, I guess the only
thing we put it on enough.
I didn't think of is the extended service agreement. If we want to consider that, that'd be about the only other thing.
That was about $2,400?
$1,365, I believe.
For 1 year.
1 year. And just to let you know, they did come out again. The temperature is reading now, so good.
Wonderful. I guess I didn't know.
I don't know if it's the fix or if it's just because it's warmer.
Maybe warmer.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Yeah. We'll know in a bit.
A suggestion I would have for that city assessment policy is, you know, going into 2015, whoever, if Councilman Gregona stays on streets or if it ends up getting changed, if he doesn't want to be on streets, just have whoever is the streets work with you and bring the proposal to the group so we don't have to sit around here and discuss it for 30 minutes.
No problem.
All right.
So I guess any thoughts on the service agreement? Because we can just amend the...
$100 a month, I think, is cheap insurance.
I'd go along with it. Suppose we're looking for a motion then to do the one-year agreement?
So moved.
There's a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the extended service agreement for the electronic sign. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
You want it?
I don't want it. I want a different sign.
Oh, well. Carried. Public Works, Mr. Schultz. Time clock is here.
So we'll probably start that first of
January.
I guess our fire hydrant out here that was hit, that finally got replaced. Got replaced with a 6-inch hydrant. And the last one was a 4. Still a 4-inch feeding it, but if that ever gets changed or the street redone or whatever, that can go to a 6-inch pipe. But like I said, the hydrant now is a 6-inch. So
the total cost for that, if council's curious, was $7,679. With the hydrant and the repairs.
With Henning.
Yeah.
Did they have to shut the water off for that, Greg?
I shut the water off to 3 houses.
Oh, okay. We never noticed that the water was gone.
That's the end of the line right there. There's a T in the road right there. Our water comes down the alley and over for ours, so that's the actual end there. So that is done. I said the city hall roof. going to wait till spring. He's going to come back out, and then I'm also going to try and obtain a second bid on that at that time, too. City shop drains, nothing on that yet. Park bathrooms, I had Hennings come down there. They don't believe that they ever fixed that. They said that the work they did in the park that time was a water main break. And they said it was like on a Thursday or Friday night, and they remember that. But then they went in the bathroom and looked, and he said if they'd have fixed it, it would have been with soft copper. It's hard copper in there. So with talking with them, they thought that the best thing would probably be to dig it out and have some company try and shoot a new line up into the deal. Then I told them that that footing was like 13 feet deep, and so they didn't know, because they said normally they shoot underneath and up. So he didn't know how that would work, but he said that would probably be the best way to do it. So I don't know. He said, because I said that, you know, Dennis had said that they cut that out, and he said that's not how we would have fixed it. So I don't know. I don't know what else to do.
We're going to have to start somewhere.
Yeah. That's what he suggested. He said they actually got people that actually could shoot the, like a new line up, bring a new line up, and he said they could actually do the digging to connect it to the shutoff.
Okay.
But, you know, because he said if we start taking up the floor and everything, he said we're probably going to have other issues down there anyway, because if you look in the bathrooms, everything is settled, and so we've got big cracks in the walls and stuff. It's like everything has dropped down. And he said, you know, we start cutting up concrete and stuff, he said we're going to maybe find other things too. So maybe that's something first thing in the spring. Call them and line up somebody to, I guess, and actually just take and shoot a new line right up in there.
So do you have a ballpark figure how much that might cost?
I don't. No, I don't.
There's probably not that many companies that do that either.
No. I know my parents just got merged in the city of Northern America. I know they had somebody do that because they didn't want their whole yard dug up. And it's kind of amazing. They started way out by the trail, and he programmed something in, and they had cut a one-foot square out in the basement. Sucker came right up in the middle. I don't know how they do it, but I don't know what it cost them either. I know it wasn't cheap, but you know, it's not like we got a long run either, you know. So
keep on it for spring.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, if I knew that that line came through the footing and came straight up and ran underneath, but we don't know that. If that thing was shot 13 feet or even 8 feet, where's it broke? And you can't basically cut the concrete and dig 8 feet out inside. You know, I mean, 8 feet down.
Well, we'll have to see, you know.
Probably garbage already. So, the flag and the light were replaced today. I haven't been down there to see if the light was working yet tonight. It should be, hopefully. I ended up getting William Miller and Sons. Came with their bucket truck and lifted me up there, because that flagpole, I mean, it moves a foot or more on top. That's a shaky one. So I just mentioned to Brad that I was going to try and get Young America's bucket truck to do it, and he just said, I think ours is in town. And then he came back and said, so they just lifted me up with that until we change that stuff out.
That's good.
I couldn't drop the flag anyway because it was all iced up on top anyway. The whole pulley and the rope was frozen. Everything, so I couldn't drop it. The light on the back of the hall is, it's not just a bulb. It's like a 200-year-old street light on there. What do we want to do? I think we should replace it with something.
Kind of like what's on the building here?
Yeah, I think that would give enough light to light the stairs and stuff, and it would be kind of a security anyway. I don't think we should go with the we got at the two things, because that's going to be way too bright back there.
I think something like what's lighting up the sign
yeah,
be so sufficient versus the
big
one? You know,
I mean, like you said, you just need a light over it, and that's going to light the stairs going down.
Disturb the neighbors either, you know.
You know, is it something we want to do on a photo eye, or is it something we still want to, you know, light switch for, or what do we want to do?
I think the photo eye. Then we don't have the problem of somebody not turning the switch on.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, I think it'll be a nice security thing anyway, you know, back there in the back. I don't know if the place has been broken into or not, or over the years, but like I said, you know, if you got lights, people can see stuff.
Once
too,
that I
so
can remember.
Once. So that's something I'll look into then, but we don't have any rentals there until the 17th. Hopefully I get that taken care of before
then.
I mean,
the money we're going to spend to repair it.
Well, just that.
It just makes sense. Put an LED light up there that's cost-effective.
Yep.
That take, light, that was
that's probably going to be 170% more energy efficient if you got a light that's,
that light that
you know, like what's there.
Yeah, light bulbs.
You know, it'll be, I mean, the savings percentage would probably be quite extreme.
Yeah, they're like $50 a bulb plus. I'm sure they take a lot of juice too. Yeah. Like I said, it's just that.
And then so bulbs are what, 40, 50 bucks a piece too?
48.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, check into it, please.
That's pretty much all I got.
Council, got anything for Greg?
The only thing I want to bring up, because me and Greg have talked about it. I don't know what council's thoughts. I'd like to get council's thought while Greg's here is on call pay. I want to open discussion on council's thoughts on call pay. I mean, right now, you get the $50 for rounds for compensating. I don't know if that's something council wants to look at or consider or. Since I've been here, we haven't had anything. I don't know what Greg's thoughts are on it.
How does it work? I've never dealt with it.
Well, like when I was when I worked for the county or like when I worked for the county parks and stuff, we had three employees there, and basically you took turns every 3 weeks, and you were on call from a Sunday to a Sunday. Then when you were on call, what it was basically you're on call, you got an hour to report, you know, you're not out drinking, you're not up north, you're not whatever. Basically, you're on call, you got to stay home. Is what it amounts to.
And I just want to make it, sorry to cut in, but I just want to make it clear why I'm bringing it up with council is, with Dennis, you always had someone around. The guy didn't take vacation, he didn't go anywhere. I think it's going to be a little different with Greg, he has a cabin. So I'm just trying to think of, you know, taking into consideration, you know, he's not always going to be around either. And there may be times where Greg wants to go up north and I got a softball tournament. You know, so it's, I feel if you have to give up your weekend, there should be some compensation.
Yeah, true. I don't know if we ever really, what do you say, intended that a weekend be given up.
No, I don't think so either.
You know, that is not our policy.
I'm just looking at it. Greg's going to be gone more than Dennis.
True. So, just enlighten me. Okay, so you're on, what is call-out pay?
What's call-out pay?
Yeah, what is involved with it? Are you paid for 24 hours a day then, or what?
Well, what I had when I worked for the county was basically you were on call for a week. And there was, well, what they had paid at that time was $110 for on-call pay. Now, that was down through the parks, like public works, streets. They had that, like, say, like Dick Olson, you know him, he's a supervisor. Like, he would be on-call that week. So if it snowed, he would be the guy that would have to go out and you know, drive the roads to see whether or not to call the snow plows out and stuff like that. And so like he would get the on-call pay for that week type of deal. And I don't know, me and Jeremy just talked about it. It's like last winter, I couldn't leave town. That's how it was, you know, with the freeze-ups and everything else. And it's like we either got to figure something out as to who's gonna be in charge or something or pay somebody. I just feel like I can't leave, basically.
Okay, say what's the scenario that you're gone, but it snows. Jeremy, probably, I don't know how familiar you are in a bobcat, you wouldn't do that.
It's been 20 years since.
You know, but what I'm saying, we don't have the same qualifications, you know, in you two individuals.
Yep, right.
So that
there's disparity there, yeah.
There's a change. I mean, if you're gone and we get 6 inches of snow, Millers are going to be up here. And we don't want that. You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's not our intent.
Right, and that's just my concern. I don't want Greg to feel that.
No.
You know, he can't, you know, enjoy his cabin.
No vacations, no nothing, Schultze. You're stuck.
Well, I know, like this weekend, no. You know, we had, say, for instance, we had, you know, two rentals here, two rentals at the hall. You know, you can't really go anywhere. You can't do anything. You can't plan anything. And then you get, you got to clean this building and you got to clean that building. Yeah, you don't have to clean it spick and span spotless, but I get paid 2 hours to come in on a weekend. Well, you know, rounds, does it take 2 hours? No, but yet when you're cleaning the buildings,
well, yeah,
in that 2 hours and stuff, I think that's kind of a in the back. You know what I mean? It's just,
well, true.
You know, I mean, that's kind of your stipend for being on call, but yet then you're stuck.
Or giving up your Friday night or your Saturday.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean it, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's something to think about, I guess. We'll have to see what our options are. But we don't want you to stay home all your life, sir, Greg.
Yeah, that's right.
I know in other industries that they have on call. My wife is on call every third weekend. And she doesn't get paid for being on call, but if she gets called in, she gets a minimum of 2 hours of pay. You know, and she could get called in 4 times on one day. It just depends on what's going on. So maybe there's different ways to kind of skin that cat, too, versus just going to a flat fee where, you know, so I guess it's an insurance policy.
Yeah, that's kind of... Well, see, what we had was you were paid on call. That was $110. They took your taxes and everything off. But then, also, if you got called in, then you were paid a minimum of 2 hours. Now, they used to have, say, if somebody called me and I could do a phone fix it, if I answered my phone, that was guaranteed 2 hours. I never charged for that. If I could tell Tim George out at the park, say, take this and go and turn this or do that, and he did it and it worked, I didn't feel right about charging for that. But if I got to go out there and do it,
yeah,
well, then I would hit them for 2 hours, you know. And sometimes it took you 2 hours, but you got paid 2 hours or whatever. Well, and that's
what about a that. Scenario, though, too, where technically you're on call 24/7, you have a party in I don't know where. You know, how do you work it where, you know, Greg's like, well, kind of, I'm on call, I can't drink, I can't do nothing, right? Can I go to that party or not? And usually we've always worked around it, but what we've discussed is, gosh forbid, you know, we don't have, you know, another winter like we did. Where Greg felt, I can't go anywhere all winter. You know, or something of that nature, where then I think, you know, there needs to be some type of compensation, because if You know, Greg's got to give up his weekend, even though nothing happens. You know, still, he's giving up his weekend. Something happens, I understand you get compensation. But now, if you have to stay home when you're missing functions, you know, which could even be family functions, or your personal entertainment, you know, I just, and I'm only bringing it up because I see the scenario of what happened last year, and there's going to be some weekends, I think, more than we've had in the past, where I'm going to have something going on, and Greg's going to have something going on, or Greg is going to be gone more than Dennis on the weekends.
Well, even like this summer, you know, me and my wife walk up to Zummerfest. We want to watch the car cruise, and I got to walk back home, get my truck, go and check out somebody because they got water coming up in the basement. Wasn't our problem, but yet, you know, it's like you can't even take a hour to go and watch the car cruise. I ended up missing the car cruise because I had to go and check out the basement. That water was coming up. I don't know if the sewer system burped or what, but everything was fine all the way down with the manholes that popped all the way up to his house. But yeah, it's just one of those things. It's like you can't, it almost feels like you can't really even do anything. I don't
know. You don't want to desert the citizen either, you know.
What's that?
I say you don't feel that. You're not the type that's going to desert a citizen if they...
No, no. Well, like I said, I mean, they thought that it was something with the sewer and everything that time. And, well, that was in your old house there. What's her name? I don't know what her name is.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Had that issue that time or whatever. And like I said, I just popped every manhole cover from the park all the way down and around, and there was nothing in there. So it was probably ended up being more of his issue than anything else. But
That's something we can
maybe something
personnel committee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Something to look at.
Yeah. Some kind of a plan. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I don't have anything to go to.
You're going to hang around, right?
Yeah.
If nothing else, thank you. Thank you. Hopefully the weather will agree with our city and everything else once later. Okay, Jeremy.
Really the only thing I got is just any objections to the Red Ribbon Ride coming through town again? I mean, I think see it as a good thing.
You did it before?
Exposure to Hamburg. They kind of take care of everything themselves. Last year we had no issues. Yeah, so I see no objection other than, which I guess with all that coming through, I don't know that we'd want to rent on the park. You know what I mean? At that same time, I guess that would be my only... Or do you think that'd be all right? I guess that's what I wanted to bring to the council. If I should block off the park, the whole park, for that event?
They just use
an open shelter.
Open shelter,
I think.
To bring your own bathrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, so they put everything over by where the memorial is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't think there's an issue with us having to prevent somebody from using the big shelter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. I think that would work.
Should be good.
Do we need a motion to...
Well, I just motion to approve it.
Yeah.
Just to...
So moved. Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the Red Ribbon Ride July 18th, 2015. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Anything else? Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, no. What's that? Well, just something inch. I was talking to Sherry about. We used to do this years ago, but what we were thinking is going back to like buying each council member a 3-inch binder. So you could put all agendas in there. So you'd have all agendas. You just bring that binder. Plus, in that binder, we've been working on putting together like the mileage form, reimbursement form, a special meeting form, so we can keep track of their meetings, you know, as you go. And it'd all be in that binder, and we'd keep it. I don't know if there's any objections. Yeah, no. Because the other thing, we figured it could save us time and money also by not having the copy, the extended warranty for the electronic sign 4 months. And, you know, all the other things that we, you know, continuously copy over and over. That way you'd have it and go back. And, you know, if there's any objections, we'd probably look at trying to implement that next year. So,
fine with me.
Kaminsky gave me his.
That's ordinance. Book.
No, he gave me the three-room binder, but two of all a bunch. And just the previous years. Maybe 2 years.
I don't think I ever got one.
Maybe he made up his
own. Maybe we weren't on yet then. I don't know.
No, I got three binders. I'm just going to wait for him because nobody brought them.
So, that's fine. Check into it. Get what you need. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll go to the additional November claims.
Really, it's not an addition. It's a subtraction. So I just want to note out, you'll see the claim for PARA. It's an ATCH payment for $679.03.
No.
It would be
one, two, three, four,
fifth one down on the other side, other page there, the first page of the November claims list. Yeah. Then you'll see the new claims list there for November where I took that off. That actually went towards December and actually came out to $679.04. But anyways, I just made that adjustment from moved it to November to December. So basically I just asked to approve the claims list for November in the amount of the actual amount then would be $36,454.66 with the one ATCH payment removal for PARA.
So, there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to note the change in the November claims list with a grand total now of $36,454.66. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Before we go too knee-deep into December, anybody else have other meetings? Dick gave me his. Steve, I had six meetings that we had special and emergency throughout the year. Actually, we had seven, but it was on six nights. So I did it as six meetings.
Yeah, we had two one night.
So, Bob, I didn't have you any additional ones. Mr. Owens, I had you one additional ones for that metering. Chris, I got his totals and... And Steve, I just had your totals from personnel committee and special. So if anybody has anything else, I say now or forever hold your peace.
Yep. Mileage, whatever, done.
Yep. Otherwise, this is what I have. You'll see in notations, you can see what I had down for each person for special meetings. And I think I sent you an email. Me and Greg went through. And Greg didn't see anything on the notations. He has a water treatment plant with your initial.
And that might have been in the fall.
And it probably was because I know he helped me a lot in 13.
So the only thing for December claims list at this point is we don't know for 17143 unless you're calculating it right now.
So 433 would be the pay for 17143 for Brenda Urich, which would be 8 out of the 12 months.
Which would increase it to what, 30?
3,421.45.
I guess my only question is November stops at 17103, but then after the ACH, December starts at 17106. I just kind of wondered where 104 and 105 went.
Okay.
Were they voids or bad or something? I don't
know. Okay, maybe this number.
46.
Good eyes, Bob.
Good catch, yeah. Bob, yeah.
You know what I bet it is? Payroll was the last day in November.
Those are the two or three that I came in and signed.
Yeah. I know the first check I printed here was 17106.
Payroll would have been, what was it, 29th? Why isn't that on here? Why isn't that on here? So you always have to end.
Is that Sherry's special? Is that Sherry's special fund for the end of the year?
Yeah.
I will tell you, hold on 1 second.
Good you caught that, Bob.
Good catch, Bob.
I would have eventually caught it when I did month end, but...
Well, I can count.
Wow.
All right, so we should...
You're awake, though.
Pardon?
No.
Call him the kettle black?
No. So, for November, we should have 17,104 to Sherry Smith for her wages should be 499,18. And Greg, 17,105. That just must have got lost in Thanksgiving translation. Greg, because it's in QuickBooks here, his then would be 17,105 for Greg's wages would be $1,544.72.
We got one more yet.
We got one more?
No, wait.
No, that's it.
No, that should be the two.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll move to amend my previous motion.
Yeah, it should be 38,498.56 for November then.
What was that again?
38,498.56 is what I came up with.
Amend my previous motion as amended with the two new check numbers.
To add 17,104 and 17,105.
Whoever seconded it will have to second.
Who seconded it?
I don't know.
I think I did.
Okay.
Yep.
So you'll second it then? His?
Yeah, second, yeah.
That's, okay, that'll work.
Motion made and seconded to rescind the first motion, add check number 17,104 and check number 17,105. For a grand total of 38,498.56. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Good one, Bob.
Now,
I'll move to approve the five patch payments in check number 17106 to 17143, provided we're not missing the other numbers for December, for a total of 30,421.45.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the five ATCH payments and checks number 17106 to 17143 for a total of 30,421.45. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We move on to City Council reports. Mr. Odoms.
How long did Jeremy serve the fire department? Sorry,
13 and a half years.
And if we hear anything more from Justin Arndt about his neighbor's dogs?
I have not.
Boy, those things just bark almost 24 hours a day.
Well, that's what I would do. Is
call community service?
Yeah. No, I just turn my polka music up and draw them out. I did connect with somebody that I knew a long time ago that's a registered professional electrical engineer that deals with leasing space to companies on water towers for radio communications. So I shot him an email and says we talked about it a while back, nothing ever happened, so he's going to see if he can maybe come up with something for us.
That's
all I got.
Bob?
The only thing I really got is I know we've talked several times about having salt on the streets. I still have not seen any salt anywhere except where the county drops it at the corners because as far as I'm concerned, there's ice everywhere. I don't know. Have we actually decided whether or not we're going to have Brad dump salt? Or
it has been done already.
Like I said, I
did it today.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, I walk from my house from here and there's no salt. It's all ice. It's ice except where it's been worn away by the tires on Jacob Street. So, like I said, I just haven't seen anything. I guess maybe I'm blind or something. But
it was there today again.
We actually salted quite a bit today. It's a lot better.
I was talking to Mel that this weekend anyway, it's supposed to be 50 degrees Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So according
to the internet, I don't know.
Yeah. So, no, it has been applied already. So
okay.
Twice, I think, for sure. Anything
That's
else?
All I got then.
Mr. Lund?
I don't know.
Mr. Trebish?
I was going to comment on the ice. I see it over here by the stop sign. There's somebody slid up to the sign and into the curb there. I was wondering if our sign got any other more details on that.
Did we ever get a letter from her?
I thought you sent me an email and I forwarded it to council. Yeah, that it kind of was...
yeah, I know, but I mean, she said she was going to follow up with a letter. So she basically said,
just
we're not going to
email
happen.
Was, yeah. You're basically told.
No.
Well, you know, you can't compensate for stupidity and speed.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I just... When I seen that, I thought, oh, I'm just going to ask about that sign, too, so okay. Otherwise, I have no.
I've got nothing else, either.
One thing. Third time's a charm. Chris, you want to amend for November claims? For Brenda's, I forgot to take taxes out. It should be $400.18. So amend it to approve the November claims, or December claims, sorry, to amend the December claims to a total of $30,388.30.
So moved.
And then Steve seconded that.
Second.
Sorry, motion apologize made, for that.
Motion made and seconded to amend.
December claims.
December claims on check number 17143 to reflect a change from $433.33 to $400.18 for a total of $30,388.30. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Are we done now?
Yeah, good riddance 2014.
Yes. May 2015 be much better. All in favor?
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
I'll move to adjourn. Second.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.